30 days. So, you know, a little hell of a thing, all the time. Or if they think capital gains, or substantial gains,
could be more like, why the hell do people buy stocks with capital gains?
That's all.
You know damn well, after all, you don't buy it, particularly when, even with the present interest rate, you can get money, your money back in interest, capital gains, and that, on the stock market, it's really hell. It'll be unbelievable.
Correct.
Instead of the real estate market, it'll be hell.
Oh, absolutely.
Real, why do people buy real estate?
It's the same.
Buy and sell.
Same reason, that's all. Now, all I'm saying is that even though we may not be confronted with test time in Congress, I don't doubt, we may have to respond as a political matter, as a psychological matter, prior to that time, just to try to shore up the confidence of the American businessman, you know, to say, isn't that right? And I sense this, because some of the Democrats are talking to themselves. I don't mind getting some of the smart people on this. They're talking to themselves right now, and they say, boy, get rid of it, get out. And this capital gains is pushing it gone. Is that right?
Damn right.
It's a Jewish act.
That's right.
They say it's gone. They now think the next year, the year after, it's gone. But get the hell out of it. Certainly will finish the industrial development. It's happening right now. This week. Now, if that keeps on, all I'm saying is, and then if you see the foreign exchange markets go ahead, and they don't see us doing anything in the foreign exchange markets, we see the deficit continue, and the trade balances, and this thing will be accumulated. Paint you a darker picture than I think we're going to be funded with.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, there's potential there. And
it has to be fought.
Philosophically.
Sure.
We have to determine where this country is going.
That's correct.
And we've got to get people the Congress to stand up.
See, you have no spokesman how to help.
Not the rich man.
You just don't have one staff.
You don't have to see. You ought not to do it right now.
Oh, you can't suppose.
You know, you want to be committed, but you can't pursue it right now because you're magnified. And you got other things to do. And you can't stay on the battle line.
I can't be out there every time. I've got to save the punches.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, for example, in April, I'll be.
See,
the major device I'm going to have to use is the televised conference. the state has to carry. And I should assume also, see, you've got our credit card. So we can be up there. And I'll just do these questions off now. And be off the phone.
That's sure key.
I think that somewhere in the process, you're gonna have to, and maybe it's being done, I told Bob this morning, I'm sure it is being done, I just didn't know about it. But you're gonna have to develop in the Congress, in the Republican National Committee, or in the CAP, or in all three, you really are, in all three, some ability and some awareness of these problems and some ability to respond to them. Which is what we're, I don't know if you can let these folks go through all those times making these issues so completely dominating these news day after day in these states without some response from somebody on these issues. And maybe a troop squad going into Wisconsin after Wisconsin primary and following up. Correct the record, maybe some other device, but you ought to be thinking of some device that they have now or July.
Yeah.
June. They've got 90 days where they run just an unbridled, say, every responsible thing in the world, doing everybody, practicing desire during that 90 day period. You can't respond to them, and you ought not to. And nobody has to respond except to make one or two major cases. Now, you did on the bus, it was a hell of a harsh. And it still is, but it worked.
Chairman, Bird, process. Matthias, the five votes, because Matthias is on his way in, part of the year, late night, I'm sure, but so many of them have. They think they've got it now, Echo is still dragging this people, but he wants to talk to McGregor, go back up to the hill and talk to the chairman and see if he can work out a thing for over one day, here to do it, the chairman wants to get that vote. People all feel they should do that, but it, first of all, everybody's gonna vote one night, so if they go over one day, they can go over that week. And Echo agrees that he's still over the next week, he should vote tomorrow.
I think the thing with Charles Echo is that we'll lose our votes, and that the airport council.
The one problem we're dealing with is, we can get our, but let's see if we got time. If you get a plenty of state equipment, and they're over there now, toying with the question of whether.
Or wrong.
Well, I have not been able to understand why we didn't do that a month ago, perfectly frank. We did, but the time I was like, an exchange of letters, where Haruska writes one in the letter, says, could you give me the answers to these questions? And finally, I says, dear Senator, I'd be delighted to hear the answers to these questions. The answer's one, the personal letter. And then the senator says, may I use this information? Finally, says, of course. Put it in the record.
You thought they were looking for.
No, they're checking for it now.
That is a valid, you got the question, you know, it's not in the court, though.
Yes.
And it worked out.
I think so.
Over. In the name of God, he's come to his mind, if he wants to do it.
Well, he wants to record, because it's no problem, they're considering an executive session.
Right, it's probably, that's how they blew the thing on that.
Yeah.
On
Rogers and Watson.
Sure.
He's good.
Well, anyway, he's got everything, he was told, couldn't see that.
That's the White House rule, and I guess that's what we did.
But they make all the notes they want, you know, record it, otherwise, you destroy executive privilege at the moment. You have a guy going to record it, you can go down to Congress, but next they'll say, why not have a television? Well, now let's come to this, and you can come again, what you said.
Well, the question is, and there's probably a problem. Whether we let planning and file in some form a statement of committee, if we do, that, and our Republican guys would like that, because they know planning is clean, and so do we, that's why it seems to be our advantage to get a plan, a statement on it. The only thing we object to is the principle of executive privilege.
Well, let's talk about it, sorry.
The principle, well, the certain principle would accomplish our objective, which is to get the planning and statement.
Well, look, now let's put it this way, we are circumventing the principle by allowing Kissinger to talk about foreign affairs committee and the foreign relations committee, so he goes, we invite him down, and he then answers questions. Hell, now, as far as the White House committee is concerned, I see no relief at all, where we always talk to members of Congress on the
issue. We've already done it, and the fact that we got, for us, all the answers, for us, we read them on the floor, and get it all in.
What do you think, Doctor? I think we better get planning it. Planning and agreement being made the Mr. Badmore of this whole thing, and noted there, and he's a perfect target because he's rich, he's arrogant, and ruthless.
Well, Irvin's not after him on that basis. Irvin's after him. He's his executive privilege.
But Irvin hates it, except his policy.
Right.
Hey, then, listen, for Christ's sake, if we were going after Trump, I've been on the other side. And I was after him, I was turning over this and that and the other thing. Truman said, hell, Marla, you know, we won't turn over. He was right. We got it out of the way, but John Truman was right. He was. Roosevelt was right. He never allowed it. Kennedy never allowed it. Johnson never allowed it. God, that's your kind of what you agree. Who the hell could be president of this country? And by the same token, I have no right, let's put it another way, as a president, to call down the balance of power and appoint him. I can't call down a member of the Congress down to my office and say, look here, I want to know the answer to this or that or the other thing. Where did you get this information? I have no right to. Do you understand? No, I don't. I cannot call in Warren Burger. Any member of the Supreme Court, the President of the United States, were to call in on a pending case they didn't reach. Do you understand? That's what the balance of power is all about. And, but on the other hand, this should be done. Finding if you make a stand statement. Get that over with. Yet, and also the other thing is to get the two statements from those two jackass witnesses that Easton wants to call. That's the compromise there. In fact, we ought to get that
and get those statements in immediately, affidavits, answering the questions, so we get those in, so that we have those in here. Now, there's no good way to close the agreement, you know, but we're in the box, John, here's the situation. We're in the box where continually, it now becomes increasingly clear, simply meaning more and more references are coming, and more and more things are being dragged in. It's another thing, there's a hell of a big file, it'll be, that file, everybody will talk. There's conversations with every cabinet officer, conversations with the top two, the White House staff, and so on. In fact, the only person that got that government that didn't talk to me, thank God I was, but you know what I mean? And incidentally, that means that, and nobody was at fault for talking to him, but Janine was an aggressive, tough guy, and he came to see everybody, and everybody did talk to him, he talked to him. But they had no reason to, he was handling the case that everybody else did. But you see, John, can't you see what it meant? They say Secretary Connolly talked to him.
That's right.
And Secretary Peterson talked to him when he was here at the White House, and running in the office.
And I did talk to him.
Of course you did.
So did everybody else, Vice President, there you go.
And you did. Where'd he talk to him? Where'd he talk to him?
His office.
Well, he had every right to.
Yes, yes, yes.
Geez, when I was Vice President of Business, that used to come out, I talked to him, and I knew about him.
Well, sure.
But you go there, you can't say, go to hell, of course you did. But you catch all of that too, really.
Well, that was all.
Well, as a matter of fact, when I won't see the United Jewish Appeal in town, they had a B'nai B'rith, the Black Post, they had a, they raised holy hell around here, but I'm not seeing enough people, I'd like to see them. Or another one of those Jews in that office, you understand? Never, not one damn one, except our own Jews. No, outside of the valley, it's broken by night. I'll see everyone, I'll see Henry Kissinger, and I'll see Bill Starfire, and I'll see, no, never, 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 except John. Well, I'm glad that's a nice place, but I just not going to be broken by night. Because John, they're not with us. They're not with us. Now, come on, Bob.
Oh, the government is so the committee votes to terminate the hearing. I don't think we can get them to do tomorrow. The chairman, you go in the executive session. Just leave my stuff there. And we'll have a big light.
Yeah, you have a swivel, cover up, jack.
That's done, so the hearings are over, so we're back where we were before they started, which is questions where my name goes to the floor. Now, the majority leader announced today that he thought the hearing should go on for all the available evidence and heard. Basically, he was opposed to closing the hearings. John Big Rush, that's what Nancy said. Then he said, but if the hearings are closed, then he will accept any hold that is put on the nomination, by any
sense. Or if he will delay bringing it to solve for
the Senate. If any senator wants to hold.
If any senator wants to
hold. You'll find somebody you may want to hold.
So, so what you're looking at here, we just have to talk a little bit. Kleinies cannot be confirmed. A vote count shows that maybe he could be brought to a vote. That is the loose count of all this. You're probably going to be able to get the letters scattered. But on the other hand, with this in prospect, there's no way to keep it done. Because if we left it, well, let me explain why it's taking measures. Letting the hearings go on, without that hearing to go on for 2 or 3 more weeks. And then after it got to the floor, they filibustered it and put a convention. So we have a border situation. The other way around is to chop it off. And here, Mansfield is going to hold it. They'll never let it be true. They'll never come to it. So, under the circumstances, we're looking at a situation where we have a man. We cannot be confirmed. Now, he cannot withdraw at this time. If he withdraws at this time, that would be seized upon as admission of guilt. If he withdraws, sure, that would be true. But the tactic, I would start the tactic as well. The part is, when sitting in committee votes for us, then Mansfield's statement, and the whole finding sent to the public, press conference, before the cameras, he goes on. There's a point that he asked for the hearing, makes his whole case, the obvious case, he couldn't have. They become a farce, they've been distorted, perverted, attacks the hearing. Makes his case on the merits, which is that one.
Right.
There's been no connection to it with the.
Well, first, well, he makes our case in the merits. He says, first, let's look at the substance of the charge. That IDT received favorable consideration. It did not. And then he just destroyed that one. He says, now, let's go on for a case that they, didn't get favorable consideration. In fact, got a goddamn tough settlement. And he can clearly demonstrate that by what happened to their stock, on the state, the supplier, and all the rest. And he resolved. He then said, now the point is, they've also made the charges of linking between some contribution and this bad settlement. But of course, that falls with its own weight. Second, there was no linkage. Then third, he goes on to,
Well, then he says that all that has been turned into a political football on the structure. So, we can't, this is harmful to the nation, it's harmful to the Justice Department, to being the normal flow of business, and struggling.
He says, our fight against crime, our fight against narcotics, I've got all these busing interventions that I have to carry on right now. He says, I, as the Attorney General of the United States, we cannot have a cloud act with the Attorney General. The Attorney General has to be confirmed. We've got to have the Attorney General of the United States.
Therefore, I'm saying now that it's, this matter is now available to go to the Senate, and he's close to death. If the Senate does not act but up and down vote on my nomination, facing either accepting or rejecting, by April 15th, I will, on that day, request the President to withdraw my nomination. So you don't put him in the position of backing out himself by withdrawing. You put him, he is demanding that he be given the right of the vote of his nomination he voted upon. Say there's been a month that they've been screwing around with it already. That is reported so clear.
Say my name was submitted. My name was submitted to the Senate by the President on February 20th. What was the date? February 21st. February 20th, his name was sent. All right, it's my name. That's good.
It's not over 2 months.
For over 2 months.
So
for over 2 months. For over 2 months.
For March. Oh, March, yeah. A month and a half.
It's been a month and a half. He says, I've been here for a month and a half. He said, now I've gone up. And we've got all this important business. We need to have this. The administration of justice being made a political football.
He's a moderator. The problem is, the argument against this is you're loose because the Senate can't accept the challenge like that. They can't allow somebody to set
the same way for the same way. The question really, John, is this, whether he should lose that way or whether he can close the hearing, which is important to you for other reasons. Because frankly, any other way to nothing wrong, but except that
the way media play,
the way the media play it, it looks as if the supposedly even said that to John Connell about it. And they'll say, well, now that was Connelly on the board of the New York Trust the day of IPV, you know, the goddamn thing they do, you know. And we just can't have it. We're not going to have it on this one.
If close the committee, if we can't close the committee, if we fail on that vote, then you still have the quantities to take on that basis. The committee apparently intends to go on with this forever, so therefore I'm not going to leave my name out there and be the global justice and all that sort of thing. So I still say, just vote up or down. You really only have three options. One is you just let the thing run its course and keep fighting, which you've been doing for a month. remarkable lack of success. Or two, you play this game. Or three, you simply withdraw the nomination, like today, and submit it.
Wait, the third one, which I say, I don't want to prejudge it, maybe that means that they're good.
And give the Senate the ultimatum, it's for him to ask the president to take it back and ground, and go to the Senate. There will be no confirmation.
Oh, yeah, he should blast the shit up, and either one of those fights, but
run your mind over it.
Let me put this, let us start with this proposition, John. There is no way the mind is like, because there's no way that the Democratic leadership, they can privately articulate, allow that to come to a vote for the election.
Unless somehow this ploy, not this is some way.
Ploy.
And I see how it can, but I'll make this thing for them.
I'm actually talking about what you really say.
We're not drivers. We're just sitting there being whipped around by other forces rather than getting control of us. See how it is too long.
Read your statements and try to get your arrest. Assume that you're right. No point. And you say this thing
won't break for that.
Yeah, this thing going 2 or 3 weeks, so this thing going 6 months. You see, John, because
that's
really a new act. See, I don't know what time.
Well, you shouldn't do that. That should be done before the committee wants to close out here.
That's right.
Then you're going to get the charges. You try to cover it up, and then you pull that money.
No, I think that let's run it by our advisor. Committee should close its hearing and vote by majority vote to send its name to the Senate floor.
That's what they were saying, but that isn't what they want. The committee's already voted to send its name to the floor. They haven't withdrawn that vote. They just reopened the hearing. The vote is still on the record.
They're voting to close the hearing.
They went ahead of hearing.
So that's all we have to do.
Then
by majority vote, they voted to close the hearing.
Now back to the floor.
Yeah, let's do football. I'd like to continue to make the play in football. Delay this thing and all that sort of thing. Sure, I'm not going to answer. I'm not going to be a play in football. I'm not going to be a back in the discussion. I'm not going to be a back in the discussion.
I have plenty of things. The thing with this, I don't know whether my thinking is at all clear. I mean, trying to think that you might as well take the heat rather than have it hanging there for another 2 weeks. What's the majority? Then to have the Senate bang back and forth.
But I think, frankly, Plenty's just going to throw himself on the sword. That's just sort of
argument, but I can't tell you if I agree with you.
Well, that's just what I'm saying.
Why do you believe that?
Well, for the simple reason that when he throws down the gauntlet to the Senate by August the 15th, I mean, April the 15th, obviously, the Senate's not going to do that.
Okay.
Even if they were in contact
with it. Well, it sounds like a nail.
The press will inform them that.
Yeah, sure will.
The press will say, obviously, the Senate can't submit to this kind of extortion.
Yeah.
It's extortion.
Yeah.
And they can't pay it.
The
press is going the wrong way. They say, this is obviously.
We wouldn't get, would not get a sympathetic thing from the press now. They just,
on the other hand, you got a count. Looks like you got a vote of 52 to 38 that you could get in confirmed as of today. And you got that, and you believe that. So there's not. So that obviously that can get out in the press. But he just says, I'm not going to be a political football. It's not fair to the press. It's not fair to the Justice Department.
We know we have the votes to confirm. We don't. We know we've got the votes to confirm it on the Senate floor, but a few willful men are prohibiting.
So why let him be put out? Why let him be covered for another 2 weeks?
We don't need to say 2 weeks, we can say a month, because that's
a month.
Yes.
The point that you could make is that the really crap master, or his sales, because he deserves it on this one. You say he is
shocking statement where he says that he's not intending to do this and that and the other thing, despite the majority vote of the committee. It clearly shows that this air strike may get the law, both of them, and so forth and so on. I'm just not going to do it. Let's have a moment, and how's all that played on? And why do you withdraw us in disgrace?
No, the worst that will be said is because here, what will be said, what is findings with withdrew from here, could not be confirmed. And proposed hearings from here of prejudice vote.
Right. And that's true.
That's the way it's wrong. And I think that's, but the price of the other side is a hell of a lot greater.
Well,
you see, you continue to hear.
That story rotten.
Although that story is rotten.
That's all over with, and everybody goes for their Easter egg hunts. And why I'm not leaving, but I'm just trying to figure out what to do about that.
Right, also.
Now,
how about I pay? Wherever you send up, I will give you a fellow chief around. I've got somebody to tell, but one of them, they're going to be fighting, and we're going to find some of their people. That's the
band, they have to have a lot of trouble. Set anything on.
And you just can't send up, just a nice guy.
Nice guy.
I know he is. He'd be a goddamn good man. I know it.
One other reason they're not listening.
That's right. I've got another idea, isn't that right?
He doesn't need to leave. He's still quitting. He's still definitely coming back here.
I'm going to stay over there.
And I want him to hurt him.
No, he shows what a goddamn good citizen he is. He just served on another man. But I'm not going to be fun if you look football. Obviously, that's what we're trying to make. And I've been done wrong. I go back and be back smoking. Because I'm not supposed to talk. Far away. Far away from reality.
The other side of this is that we're worrying a hell of a lot more about this case than anybody out there in the country.
Oh, up to this point.
Just being a little aware of a certain concern.
That's right. But it'll pick up. And they just keep hammering. You know, the thing about it, John, is it's going to be smaller. Nobody's ever claimed the planet got anything, or frankly, or Paul, or Mikey, or Mitchell, or anybody else. I mean, not even a free dinner. So that is one of the reasons why the thing doesn't catch on that much.
Other than media distortion, there's no claim even the Republican Party yet. With only the San Diego Bizarre.
Oh, why it is. If we were this sort of out there case, for purposes of our question, we should get out of the attitude of the street. We wouldn't let it go to the city of San Diego tourist here. We had to go right into the campaign for the re-election of the president. What the hell are they talking about? They were out of our minds. And also, would we do it for $400,000? I mean, we're going to be crooked. We don't intend to be, but you know what I mean.
The whole thing, so he just didn't sell the ball.
Yeah, that's
sold out. That cheap.
Sold out for $400,000. I think Josh, you or somebody was wrong. There was a Democrat really fought. No.
They also know they got a hell of a good story.
They also know what they had here is something more than a good story. They don't need a good story. The darkness and media support they've got, particularly in they're forging this link that they've been wanting to forge. This is the victory. This is the live outrage. The reason
the reason why a historic, we need to get the story, frankly, stopped as soon as possible, is the repetition of the ceremony. It can eventually have a great effect. Now, it's been repeated long enough, it's been repeated for a month, that's enough. And my view about the plaintiff's thing is that if he's going to do it, he ought to cut off claim and get it done. And then, so they'll say, well, wasn't it too bad that Plaintiff's, what was wrong with Plaintiff's? But let's take that through, though. How long can they play that one? How long would it be to keep that one?
You mean, he never stopped?
What I mean is, let's suppose that Plaintiff's says, you're a good friend, but obviously, I'm going to be called up here. But if you go up here and so forth, and I am not going to do it, and then the law, and how long, how does it need to play that, for how long?
Well, if you're right about it, it'll be headlines for a day and a half, and front page stories for couples, and they write columns about it, following Sundays, and that's about it.
Now, if, I think you have to consider the possibility of it, if you have as much potential vulnerability, that they lie to this, that I can keep them out of it, whatever.
I don't find any trust.
Well,
we have followed that.
But if they reopen it, the other areas, John, it's quite a different case.
Yes.
Because then, the linkage thing, stuff isn't a question to the Plaintiff's name, call it, right? They don't call it a law of many. It's a question into the merits of the settlement. Now, the merits of the settlement, you can't get your damn break about that. It's a settlement, no question. We're government. So if they want to fight it out in the antitrust subcommittee, I suppose that is the problem. Knock these things off and then let us wheel them. Hard to do, to knock these kind of holes. Did you hear anything?
Case now doesn't matter about Plaintiff's, if they eat a beer, no, it means nothing. The question now is, let's see, Marky, when it's in big business, is that black man around?
Why, where do you want to go? Well, I, like hell, see this happening. If it's going to happen, and I suspect you're right, but then I'd like to know. This year is going on.
I think Barrett's had it approved 6 months from now. If that is the deal, well, he appears to be on 6 months from now. Even if you throw all that, he appears business out, all that is supposed to be open. Bringing to attention, now it's brought to attention, and the ongoing stuff, Sabres was all wrong. Still got enough stuff on the other end. Mitchell said he didn't talk to him, he did. Plaintiff said he didn't talk to him, he did. There was a gift to the convention. There was a settlement of the case. The two took place within a couple of weeks of each other. Something's going on.
Anything, you just can't get around that.
Those are all facts.
You can't get around that. So,
then I'm not sure I could, because you at least have each chairman of the committee, each chairman of the committee. So it's
still be in the, it's under each,
will be in the judiciary. There's some question whether Hartley wants to be one. And there's some question as to whether he could, because Hart says he thinks they would have to have a majority vote of the whole committee to set up the subcommittee. And they probably could get one.
And the whole committee votes to close these hearings. The whole committee. We will. Now, of course, you're lived at the house. I think it would.
I don't think any of the rest of them will be there, they never do.
They probably got some more to this, the one being, they'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's the point.
This has become somewhat of a whole story.
And I must say, it's not really true.
And on that basis, you can make, see, there now you come to what I would assume will be interest, I have a problem. Which would be, you're wrong in saying you can't be confirmed. He will be confirmed, the question is not whether he'll be confirmed, it's how long they all wait. So you close off this thing, now if they can box the same stuff around somewhere else, you might as well ride this one out, you're 90% for it now, maybe you have 10% for your attorney general, and you can't come up with it. Because all this crap becomes washed away, and the Senate votes to confirm funding to the attorney general. It's true, but that's the argument they show, that it's not true, because all the damage is done, doesn't mean just what they do now, it's a lot. They confirm they won't wash this away. The part we're talking about, the links are as strange as it is.
Actually, I think the plan is just that. Well, I'm good, but that really is the problem. I may find a thing though that a lot of money would be considered as the idea of my plans laid out how to make it for the Senate, right, or going on to keep it alive, or to call a live story in 2 weeks, and then you have to take someone out. And I don't know, if it's not a goal, if you're trying to decide to get the hell out, you've got to do it, cut it off sharp, what do you think?
Now this 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Or 3 weeks or a month.
Yeah,
that's what she said. What the time that it is, that won't say.
Yeah, the press will jump on the incredible arrogance of the right. Knows that the Senate will never buy that.
And never respond.
Political shot. Typical, right. What you expect from the Senate.
That's correct. So I'd either let it hang for a month. And then try to say, I wouldn't want to tell me, I think it would be out of get out, or if he gets out. But if he's going to get out, unless you're going to ride this thing through, come hell or high water, then I think that's going to be good.
There's many
factors. Yeah.
If he goes the other way, he can't blast the Senate very hard enough, because he's presumably still. Depending on their ways.
Right.
Whereas if he withdraws his name, then he can go as far as he wants on the Senate. He's good as he is.
Let's think about just a little bit of the second prayer. What a possibility of John is there. Maybe better than having him now. Now. Sits there, and three of them turn it up, and three of those on the channel. In a couple of weeks. And just better ride. And then, at the end of it, and then at the potential of the first, if you want to do that, they either bring it up, and to the point just the way they bring it up, and then as a game, so it's two things that are
just done. Right.
Or if he brings it up, and then they have a long co-op. And then, as you know, there will be a little bit of a have more co-op. Factors now, Democratic candidates on this weekend. They, of course, the teams in the United States are taking money.
Well, there's a hell of a difference if the committee closes down tomorrow.
Yeah.
then letting the issue ride through the Senate for a month or 2 months or 2 weeks or 6 months is really so bad, because the Senate can't do much with it. And what did you guys say on the Senate floor? I didn't go to that place.
They say you want to cut out the hall.
The thing that the lure of stuff is these goddamn witnesses. The committee calls and then go out to the TV cameras like Jack Anderson does everywhere. Once you go to the Senate floor, you don't have that problem.
Incidentally, of course, Jack Anderson stopped at that time. He is the selecting guy.
They know there's not a way to do it.
He is working that way. He is scandal, I think, and so forth and so on. I don't know what, for example, we're doing in that respect. Back to this. Maybe there is something to be said. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the grandstand play. I think the grandstand play is when you get it out and come out by that. So let them talk about it. All right, let's play it out. Let's play the scenario out. Maybe close to here. Then what happens is that, you know, right into it, well, how old are they? The committee code there, the White House or and then, but on the other hand, here, quote, however, there will be an enormous effort made to have an investigation to go forward in another committee. There are only two committees that will be probably going forward. One will be the Senate government operations. The following is not about the meeting plan. So, the other point is it would be for at least a hard investigation. Now, he might go on and maybe the year Washington goes to do it every time.
That's going to happen regardless. And at least we're finding still in a person who can carry on for months. And then they do start filibustering. If we get some support in the Senate, they can at least bring up the fact that it was a good son. This is a decent guy. At least had a party to put forward on which they can depend on. The fact that he was still there. Or offset it.
So if you withdraw him, you have to name another attorney.
That's right.
Then you have to go through another set of areas, which may not turn out any better.
You never know.
You sure as hell
know. You never know that. That would be funny.
The man in the world, you don't know what the
plans to get. Man, after all, it's hard to figure out. All of them have a neck on their forehead, so they don't use like any lawyer in the name. Cleaning my church door.
Taking about $50,000 a year and spending every dollar.
All that stuff. Big family. Harvard Law School. Magna Cum Laude. You've got all of it, you know what I mean?
I guess, yeah, I believe.
Now, well, here's one other part of it. If he stays in there, during the summer period, while they're waiting to hire long, at least he's attorney general.
You got an attorney general, yeah.
You got an attorney general who's got debt. And he's always going to stand a little bit of all of them. I think
he's okay. He won't have a deputy attorney, but that is really not.
I don't know if he's a deputy.
Just had a great to become acting deputy attorney.
Sure, but
they have a good attorney. Yeah. They have attorney in his hand.
He's waiting for a hand on the judge. But the client needs the power of the attorney general's office and it is conservative. And he just goes back down that thing. So every damn one of them is guilty of something. If it's nothing but violation of the election law.
That's right. That's right.
They're damn sure guilty of that. And they need to set out. They need to set out to keep the call of ignorance from them. And of course, that's what he ought to do. Hell ought to be said for leading him right there. And that's that.
The one that
That's right. If we don't take the hearing stuff, well, sometimes, then they do have to go back.
Yeah.
Or sometimes, the hearings are going to go on for, the only way you then you can turn off the hearings is for finding the rights.
Yeah.
And that is almost essential.
Stop the hearing. I think that if the hearing will not stop, then I can claim the tax and sacrifice. I'm not remaining, and I'm taking place, because of the other, the second, so, too late, and I'm going to withdraw my courage. I think that may be, and you may be stationed in that position, if the hearing's closed, might be. They're not really in such bad shape, but if the hearing's closed, in a sense, I'm done. Leaving it. So let them squeal, but a lot of people don't say what it's called. Sorry, Johnson's concerned. I don't think her and Ed have a voice. I don't think it's a public. There are other things that people thought of that were for the public. It's not for the commercial. I don't believe that. If they bring anything, I know a lot of countries people. I'm just, as a very fortunate area, so I'm still not as respected as that. Smarter than all of those, half a dozen of those, the Supreme Court judges, put them on bad papers, right? It's not that bad. But anyway, I think that the climate needs to grant that play law, and unless the hearings continue, then to kill the chair, then he's got to move up. So either one of the rules, either the committee will stop the hearings, or find you said I would go on. If any of you would throw this in, I think that one was not that was a great one for that comment.
No, I think he can then say, well, it's obvious that my confirmation has become a major political issue.
Yeah.
And you have a witness in the hospital bed, and the doctors say he can't be hurt for 6 months. Obviously, this committee's going to want to keep this thing open for another 6 months through the campaign.
Alright.
This does make sure he either says he's going to put a hold on that donation.
That's right.
They're finished, and Jordan says he's not going to bring it up to confirmation. So I see no use for purpose, I'm sure. This is embarrassing to my family. Regardless of whether I've done anything wrong, it's certainly harmful to the Justice Department. It does not serve the purpose. I see no purpose to be served except the politics of the opposition, and I don't see why I should serve them. I think that makes sense. Otherwise, Mr. President, I think I'd go with hell if you go to the hearing tomorrow, let him sit there. I said, damn right. And you go always, you can always step out.
You don't back off of that.
Well, we'll sit here off because you've got no more real problem.
You don't back off of that. And then he's got power. So sit there. If he's got guts, if he's not done worrying. If he'll go on to do the things he ought to do, I'm sure he will. If he's mentally conditioned, just go on as if he were attorney general, then something comes up. We'll call him any day. Then he has to be in that posture. Then he's going to serve as attorney general, acting attorney general, and be afraid to make a decision, afraid to. He must gave this guy out of that out. Then he ought not to do it.
No, I couldn't be wrong. He's got to be there. He's got to be tough and strong. He's got to laugh about it and just say, I may be the longest acting attorney general.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, a long confirmation like tonight. You look back at franchise. I'm good. You know, it's a long, long fight. You have a hard time.
I mean, because of the big business thing, but let me say that that's going to be an issue in it.
No question, but
it's going to be an issue in any of that. We've got to fight it for all it's worth. Just gives it a little more. If you just do that bad, it has to be on this one, though. I tell you, for anybody reason, I just talk about the subject.
pretty long and stuff, and then maybe they'll go back to it.
Provided you can at least leave people in the White House and the administration will talk to anybody.
You're here for that purpose.
You're here to serve. You don't pull their doors, you listen to anybody, you only act in the public. Don't listen to me.
I don't think there's much official downside.
You don't.
Did you get a hearing?
I think that's right.
I really do think that.
Then you would say,
Because they're not allowed to go on TV, they can't go on TV every night.
Yeah, and if you go.
If they stay open, they can, and then I really do have a thought, because the pastors have got 11 witnesses, each one of them dragging some good names, or a little insinuation.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, well, if they open, they keep them open.
Not on political, that, if you just try these things, you know, on the merits, we.
Well, it does show you, that's not a real scandal to hang on. I thought they do it, they did, right?
But, now, if they hold, well, there's one other possibility. If they keep the hearings open, I'm working in this group, then you have Klein Dean, and you have McLaurin say, we want these hearings to be conducted in a proper way. We're being castigated, we're being crucified by rumor, by innuendo, by hearsay, and we want to insist our constitutional rights to be framed.
Sure.
And we want these hearings, we want to be represented by counsel, we want every witness to be subject to cross-examination, and we want to proceed in accordance with the custom of this thing. It dates back to time from Joe McCarthy hearings, it goes back to this hearing, that hearing, and we let them get in the goddamn good trial lawyer, and when he witnesses, he sticks his head up. It is not continuing anymore.
Now, as McCarthy should be, you know, where we're investigating comments, or those charges of being comments, then the committee did allow, they did allow special counsel to come in and question.
No, if you can't close it, see, then my point is, make a pretty much outside.
See, that builds it up.
It builds it up.
But you're televising.
Oh, you're very alive. Then you start televising. But
I was going to say, but maybe that's what you have to. I think this, John, I am inclined to think that if they vote to continue the hearings, if the hearings have to be either approved by the committee or Congress withdraws his name, the committee goes to the hearings, let the goddamn press seal up, and I suppose they'll on. We'll cover up and all that sort of thing. They're trying to say they just can't get through, and that's the problem. So they are talking pretty good.
Scott, in front of the camera, incredibly, Scott, you did that today. It'd be interesting to see how what they do tonight. Scott, what they want.
Well, there you go.
It's beginning to call people.
Now, when I talked to John Chancellor yesterday,
he said, you know, the major thing about I don't understand why this administration's acting the way it is. You know, it makes you think there is something out there.
How are we acting?
He said, you don't overreact.
How? Well, yes, he's normally different. It was the same thing that they've been doing.
He did it in the early stages because we didn't know what was there.
Well,
at this point, Joe Kravnik, we didn't seem to have any faith in ourselves because.
Well, Chancellor's got a point, but we found out.
And this is true, we did. We did.
But
we do, and we don't care.
And you've got to remember, too, it's very important not to have too high a profile. If we can. I'll tell you why the act is here. It's because. What if you had one good, strong, tough senator on that committee, it's all started. not a bad thing. But you haven't got one good, tough, strong, consistent senator to do the job. And there's no majority leader who's a strong, tough, consistent guy. That's it. Arrested. He's a sweet, wonderful guy, but not smart enough.
Marlowe's not better, but the not better by point is, he's a rat.
He isn't the fellow that's going to take charge. You need to take charge, man, of the goddamn committee, like I took charge of the committee on the ground. I was the freshman on the damn committee. And basically, others have done it too. But a man, you've got to have somebody there on. I haven't helped. None. But one guy, that's the trouble. That's the reason the White House people are running down there all the time.
You know that.
Sure, sir.
Also, we've got a problem with Texas. We just don't have all of them.
They don't know how to handle it. But even, for example, got on the confirmation of the Supreme Court judges. Lost the cards for all of them, the other ones. But this last two went was powerful, powerful. We had to run the confirmation. So we didn't have to. We have a problem. You're up with government, which is incredible. To get back to your point about leadership, you mentioned the House and the Senate. There are goddamn few leaders in this country.
That's right.
I mean, I meet with a group of businessmen. It's this arms control group, Jack McCoy, and Larry Norstrap, Bill Scranton. And I was incredibly impressed by them. Because they were so soft, so flabby, so nothing in terms of what of this country is. There's nothing there. The establishment is, you know. Now, there is something there. You go up to the Middlesex Club and you've got a knock. And, you know, I mean, there's some good underneath. There is some strength still left in the country. But in terms of leadership, right now, in all areas, we'll look across the country, let's look at governors. Who are the two top governors in the country? Reagan and Rockefeller. And Reagan was right? And Rockefeller was sort of the end of the road for him. Who the hell else can you name as the top governor?
Smith.
No. There's not a goddamn one. You know, there's a Smith is a crook. And but look at her. Old people trying to say this horrible fellow in Pennsylvania,
Sheriff,
he's unbelievable. And that demagogue in Ohio,
Gilligan,
red-headed bastard. Good God, what a bunch. And the new ones down in the South, look at that fellow in Florida. Askew, who's a very decent fellow.
Nice guy.
But what happened is, the Eastern media came down to cover the border. Here's a man from Northern Florida, not Southern Florida. Here's a man who couldn't afford disbelief in Boston. But he gets taken in. And he got written up big in the media and so forth. And he came out on the wrong side of the issue. And now he is dead in Chelsea's nuts in Florida.
But he thought he was going to be vice president.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to be vice president.
So he gets so sorry. Look across the country. Jimmy Carter. Good God, what a sad lot we've got. It really is true, isn't it?
Both parties.
Oh, Christ, the Republicans were no good. We've got anybody. I go to the Republican Governor's Conference, where Cahill has a drinking problem. Well, one of the best ones is this little guy in Mestwood in Connecticut. Strangely enough, there's a tough conservative in a liberal state who's sort of making it go.
So not bad. That's not bad.
That, well, he's learning. He's the dentist. And a job that I know, he's standing up pretty good. When we talk about leadership at the present time, the Senate is a disaster area. The House is a disaster area on the Democratic side. They're both, as we know, both the two top senators in that. They just can't be done. On the Republican side, Ford is the only man that has qualities of leadership. But he's a pretty pedestrian fellow. If you come down to that, I mean, in terms of
solid,
you know, getting out there because they want to lead the charge, you know. Isn't this the problem?
Yes.
I told Ford, I said, Jerry, give me a list of 10 top, 10
your 10 best young men in the House of Representatives, Republicans. Brown, Ohio, 44. He was. Royal, Jim Royal, North Carolina, 44. Al Cedarburg, Michigan, 44. Good guy. Edgar Whiskey of Illinois, 45. Edwards, Alabama, 43. Earl Barnes, Illinois, 45. Fry of Florida, 38. Jack Kent of New York, 36. Kyle of Iowa, 52. Michael of Illinois, 49. Quay of Minnesota, 48. Snyder of Wisconsin, 43. Now he mentions the other ones, the ones that are presently in the leadership. John Anderson of Illinois, 50. Barbara Connell of New York, 53. Pop of Virginia, he returned, 48. Rose of Arizona, 55. Matthew Michael Wilson of California, 59.
Put Wilson on the list?
Yeah. Well, anyway, what I'm saying is that that list brought home to me, and I was trying to do it on an experiment, the inadequacy of what the hell we've got to work with.
The only three
that I've got one.
Only three that even start to meet your qualification is Tiger, Brian, Cal. And none of them really is a guy with any.
You mean young. Well, Stryker could have. He just may be too much of a baby face. Kent isn't smart. He's a wonderful, tough, strong guy.
Who's the other one?
Fry. Could make it. Except
he's smart.
Except he doesn't have that. You know what I mean? Well, the whole point is that the period of leaders, I think that something has happened in this country. That, God damn it, something about the education system, something about the media, something about, I don't know what it is, that we have seen in the last 10 years, some way. Maybe the Vietnam War, maybe the Cold War. Something's gone out of it. I mean, in business, but I think of where those great captains of industry that are strong, balls out, Jesus Christ, I mentioned the President John Ford the other day, and he impressed me with one man. Probably a very good man, but he's the guy that came up to the chair. So the new president of the U.S. was a good man. He came up to the chair. I mean, a nice guy, probably to play bridge with.
So he's a professional manager.
That's what I think he's kind of true. But the need, damn it, when you come down to it, when you really come down to it, the sad thing about the Clinton's thing is that in our cabinet, he's one of the few men who has the potentialities for strength.
That's right.
He's a strong, gutsy, outspoken guy. Articulate guy. He can do it. And except for you and Klein Eastman. But, what's this guy's effect? I wonder, well, you've got to see him, don't you? By the way. Well, anyway, there you are. As far as the others, Romney's in the bad boys, Colby's in the nice ball, everything else, they're riding a bicycle, and Richardson is the dullest dishwater, smartest animal dog. But leadership. It just isn't there. Drivers won't step up to them unless it's safe as it can be. And Laird will step on both sides of the issue. You know what I mean? It's a thing, John. It really worries you about the country. What the hell's going to happen?
Yes, sir.
You've got to look around at what this government's going to be in years. I can tell you this. Who knows whether we survive? We may or may not. And I'll tell you, if we do survive, John, you've got to go through, man. You've got to build a new team. And that cabinet, believe me, there can't be any weak systems.
No,
I'm not that weak system for it. I'm not sure you can let us. You mean by change cabinet?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not sure you can let us this year go that long with this cabinet.
I know.
I'm sure you can have other changes.
That's right.
I'm quite serious about it, I think events are moving around this world and in this country, and so desperately need leadership in this country. that held maybe 8 or 9 critical months, it may be too late.
That sounds like a hell of a stupid statement, but I've been fighting just so little leadership and so little confidence in this country. You may have to do a lot of things before, not just to win an election, frankly, but to restore some to be able to govern. That's why it's to be able to govern the country. Some faith, build some spirit back into this country.
This could be one of the benefits of this.
Health.
I know that shuts your up with love. If you don't like it, somebody likes it, or whatever, they like it, or whatever. On the other hand, still, they get into this idea of being totally above the battle that they just want to do. So called. Get down there and start a name call. But I think it's going to be dead, tough, tough.
But on the other hand, you see, these fellows are out in the customs. They're 7 every day. They're 7.
Right.
They don't buy each one of them, but in total, there's a hell of a lot of people that buy them. Some get a lot. Totally. You're buying Wallace, you're buying this one, you're buying that, the shades in between. And you're home. You wouldn't have a home, so it's a broken box and says it. So you don't even have a contest. You don't care if it's death or peace. You don't want everybody fighting against you, particularly. You don't want everybody fighting for you. And this is the tragedy, this is the tragedy of finding what we love about fighting through the wrong fight. It's quick, it's articulate. And hell, he makes you the type of fight. Sure, I belong that.
Let me say that on that score, I just think in terms of how it was.
I agree with that, but I'm assuming that you close the hearing.
Yeah. And if you can close it, you can check this round. You better off have to close it.
That's right.
And then you let it go, because then, so they go on, and the man feels like bring it up, and see if you close it here,
We've got the vote,
that term's already said. Anybody that votes one, which is everybody, wants to be considered to take that vote.
You see that in self-help.
So let them reconsider. That's all that matters.
Now, if you never win, okay, who do you lose?
In heart, you lose birth, you lose
tummy. I'd be a bad guy, I guess.
Damn, I just...
No.
Well, you're all Christians.
Right. One beard, one of them is hard.
Hard head?
A little beard.
I'm impressed that you made a little beard last year. Year before last.
70. He's got a full beard. He's a chunky. His son was a boxer.
Plus, it does do what we're at, which is to turn the thing off. wanted us to keep it going at a higher level.
That's right.
Keep it going for that period of time.
Now, Ed, when I go on a press conference in 2-3 weeks, they ask me about what about Mr. Clancy's news here, so I'll say to the Senate, that's up to the Senate, and I think the Senate should give it a vote, up or down, one way or the other. I don't hide it.
Yeah.
My, you said, I have two reactions. Number one, as far as I'm concerned, Justice Department drove a very hard, tough bargain.
Right.
A lot of that.
All right.
And number two, I know I nominated a good man, Richard Clancy. Now, what's in it does, that's it.
Good, we love them, they're both, we don't love them, we'll hide them behind our...
All right.
Good.
So, wait just a second, is everybody speaking? Call it what they want. I think the question concerns justice and integrity, so on that word.
That helps. It's a Democratic control committee that turned off the hearings. I think you've got to get the hearings turned off. They're turned off and get 2 or 3 day out of time. It's a good time to do it, right before Easter, So those are people will do. Cuts both ways. That's assuming that people want to hear that and like what they hear, and if it's having a favorable effect on them, it may not be. And it having to be strong.
Okay. It will not work to have him do it.
Yeah.
Aren't you convinced of that, Nana?
Yep. This is a bad idea.
Okay. Is the barber here today?
Yeah.
Would you check to see what the situation is now? What time do you have now? Well, it'll take me about 10 minutes before I have to be there. So it'll take me about 10 minutes. I'll be there about at 5:45. So that makes a difference. Put the folder from the desk in there.